careful what you choose. Eyes only on what's meant for your soul. Rise or fall, give it all, cause you're nothing if you're scared of war. When karma came like a thief in the night, things they rearrange, spin the circle of life. In your brighter days, say a prayer for the light, hope it never fades.
Thinking that I'm Raja Kumari, daughter of the king. How long you think that you could keep up with my tempo? Dance to the rhythm, dance in the Himalay. Ain't hearing what they say. Thinner, thinner, heart beating like the bass.
If I can chat some patois right now, you would know. Guys, I'm so excited to announce I am having a book launch. Yes, I'm dropping a new book very soon. And guess what? I would love for you to become a VIP guest with me. All you gotta do is sign up right now onto my book list. Drop your email. See that link below? All you gotta do is click it, drop your email in, and you are a VIP guest with me. There's so much that you're going to get and receive regarding this new book that I'm going to be launching. I am super duper excited. All right, guys. So do that. Sign up. Get on the list. I can't wait to speak to you very soon.
Cause baby, you're a star, so let me just say, you're glowing. just look at that face. Anything you want, you don't gotta wait. Cause baby, you're a star, so let me just say, you're something else. You and I, we could raise hell. I catch myself thinking about how you knew me so well. We're in the hands of the universe now, only time will tell. Maybe your past will collide down the line. You're a star, you're a star. You know that you are. You're a star, you're a star. You're a star.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com and welcome to the Ask Najm Lee Show. Yep, that's right, right here on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. This is the show to be at if you want that spiritual, lifestyle, wellness, all together, love magic, going on discussions that we have right here on the show. So, this is what you're going to do. Grab yourself a cup of tea, grab yourself a pen and paper, take some scrupulous notes. Enjoy the show today. This is episode 5, and we're going to be talking about, have you taken a chance to really look at your life, like by yourself, to yourself, with yourself? So, if you have or if you haven't, this show is for you. Let's get into it. I'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. It's your girl Najim P. Lee for NajimLee.com, and we are going to be discussing today what's going on in my life. Like, literally, what is going on in my life? And so, if you noticed that retrograde has officially exited, we can now go into the new direction instead of going back to resolve things. And resolving things is good because it helps us to tie those ends, release those things that we totally need to release. And a lot of times we don't get to do that. We just keep going. And our planets help us to look at certain parts of ourselves that need to release in order to move forward and go with the flow going forward. And a lot of times when we're going forward, it can be very fast or it can be very slow. It all depends on what's going on for your life. And so for my own sake, from my perspective, this particular Mercury retrograde was really fascinating, and also fascinating in regards to my clients as well, and just really looking at all of us clearing out the bits and pieces that needed to resolve. And so one thing that when a retrograde comes in, like such as Mercury retrograde, it will bring up things from the up to the surface, and those are the things that it sees we need to resolve, or that we are still hanging on to, or we have not fully taken care of, like fully worked it out. And so one thing I can talk about is I've come to like a really good understanding regarding my own self and the things that I want to do and the things that I don't want to do. That's like totally not me. You know, there was a point for me where I was always going back and forth. If someone tells me something, I'll just do it without really me looking at it and seeing, do I really want to do that? Does that really make sense for me? And those were some things that were loose in the back of the closet, I would say, that came up. Communication with myself, of being straight on my foundation, on my feet, of the things that were good for me. And if it's not good for me, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, that's not going to work for me right now. The other part of that retrograde for me this year, especially for July, it got me to focus on what I really wanted to pour my energy into. And oh my gosh, if you're listening to this, my energy, my focus, I was up days on days. I would maybe get 2-3 hours sleep and go right back at on my project that I've been working on from like really intensely for the past 3 months, I would say, like everything coming together, even though I've been working on it for over a year. And then if I look at it from a perspective of my own life, I've been working on it for the past like 7 years, just really working on myself in this particular area. And that area, if you've been seeing my videos, hearing me talk, it's on anxiety disorder. And I'm going to be putting out a video for the upcoming week where I talk about having an anxiety disorder from the perspective of an illness. And a lot of times we don't realize we may have a disease or illness that's already there, which stirs up anxiety and affects us through anxiety, and it goes hand in hand. So I'll get into that more next week. So if you're following me on Instagram, it will be posted there as well as YouTube, and my handle is Najim Lee, at Najim Lee for both places. Okay, guys. So when you take a look at your life, especially when this particular retrograde came through, this was about clearing things that have not been cleared. And I want you to take a look, like challenge yourself for the next couple of weeks or the next week, because there'll be residue of things, like even though we're trajectory forward, there may be a few things still that need to tie in, and that always happens when Mercury retrograde finishes. And so don't be surprised if there's a few things lingering. Focus on it, clear it out, look at it, clear it out, which is the best interest for you. This is not about anybody else. This is about you looking at you, your particular life, why you are here, what you're supposed to do, what are the things you need to work on. So we got to look at what's going on in our life. And then we personalize that, what's going on in my life. This is about really taking the time to evaluate yourself. And I think that's a really good plus, because what it does, it lifts us up, it energizes us, it gives us a beautiful direction and something to look forward to, because we have been working on ourselves. And I have to be thankful for this particular Mercury retrograde, because it really pushed me through the project and helped me to really understand myself even more and facing it, like not being afraid to face it and like really say, yes, okay, yeah, that's what's going on. Yes, this is what's going on. And really becoming so much self-aware of what's going on with me that it gave me something to look forward to, something beyond this, that I'm like, I'm okay, I am fine, this is me, this is who I am, you know, it's a part of me. It doesn't say this is me forever, but this is like coming to the mirror and saying, hello, I have anxiety. I have anxiety with sickle cell anemia, and that's okay. Now we can actually focus on other things, and with it, that I don't think I would have done 7 years ago, right? So I'm telling you, just having these particular things that happen, that the planets make us look at, really helps us to step out of our shell, turn around and really look at what's going on in our life. So like, high five to everyone who took this particular retrograde and really worked on themselves. I am so proud of you. High five to you. So when we get back in the next segment after these commercials, I want to talk more about what's going on in my life, as the episode speaks about. And I want us to focus more on what's going on in our life and some tips that we can utilize to really help us zone in on the things that's going on and how to be even better. Got it? Got it. Okay, let's pay some bills, y'all. You know how we gotta do.
So you guys been wondering an easy, breezy way to book a session with me? Yes, that can be an intuitive reading, a free 15-minute consultation, Reiki healing, and so much more. I got you. Click on nlht.youcanbook.me. Yup, super easy. You can book right on your phone. It's not heavy. It goes right through, and simple and easy to not only book, pay, and schedule. And I'm going to get it right on my phone, and I won't miss any type of scheduling issues. You guys, I'll be able to like get it so quickly and do your reading or your session ASAP. I love you guys so much. Click that link. Yep, nlht.youcanbook.me. Hello.
Down, down, down on the floor. Down, down, down.
Okay guys, so we are back after paying some bills, listen to some really good sweet music. And oh, I wanted to announce really quickly, you guys, I'm so excited for what's to come, and I've been working really hard on this project. So I have written a book, and right now we are in the final stages of, you know, to publish, basically to get it out into your hands and to read. And so if you want to get on this list, it is going to be fantastic. Become a VIP today, and on this list you will be the first ones to get the pre-order launch links. You will also be able to get the book first in your hands, read it. You'll be able to put out really cool positive reviews on it. We're doing giveaways. You're going to learn about when I'm going to do certain book signing events and tour and all this other thing. Like, I'm really going in on this particular book this time. I'm so excited about it and the work that I put in and the effort. And the thing about it is, what's so, I think I got out of all of this, is that what it's done for me, what this book has done for me personally, it's not even about, oh, am I going to get millions of people buying the book? But it's more about, even if one buys it and it affects them, I've done my job. You know, I've done it. I've shared it. And I know that this book, if it changed my life, it will definitely change yours. So click that link below. I put it down. Just add your email and you'll be added to the VIP list. You'll be a VIP guest personally with me. And you'll be exclusively the first ones. Like, seriously, there will be delays. Only those on the VIP get exclusives of certain things. And I'm keeping it seriously private and separate that way, so that it's fair to everybody, that if you're on the VIP list, you will get all these things first before the main public. So get on it, guys. I can't wait to talk to you personally. All right, so let's get back into the show. What's going on in my life? So I want to ask you and flip it. What's going on in your life? Since this retrograde, what's going on in your life? What do you want to do next? What's that big thing that's been sitting within you? Like, I'm talking about, say, since January 2019 or even before then, like January 2018, or let's even go further back, January 2015. What is that thing that's been nagging at you every single year and you haven't done it? A project that you really want to do, or that new job, or that great adventure, whatever it is. And it's like been tacking at you on the shoulders, and you've been pushing it to the side. Is it time for you to go back around to that and just lunge into it? Really look at it, guys, because this could be the thing that lifts your life in such a huge way that it's been waiting for you to make it happen, to look at it, to step into it. And I want to challenge you on that, like, to step into the project that you really want to do. I know we all have our 9-to-5 or whatever it is that we have to do to pay the bills, and I get it. But we get so lost in trying to pay the bills that we put our life on hold. And when you look around, you're already in your 60s and 70s, wishing, thinking, oh, if it was, why I didn't, and doing all this blame stuff. That right now, if you had that opportunity and it's there, please do it. Please start. Make the first step. And that first step, to tell you the truth, and I'm going to share with you what I did for my first step, is like, write it down, what it is. Put it on paper. And so I want to explain what it means when you put something on paper and you manifest something. And this is such a simple technique that I can really understand the power of it. So when we have a thought, right, we've been dreaming about something, it's in the ether, right? It's in the element that we would call ether, right? The air mixture, right? So you breathe in the project idea, you see it, you can visualize it, right? This is all in the ether. And then, so when you get a pen, right, and paper, so let's break that down. So the pen is ink, right? It has ink in it. That ink is fluid, it's liquid. So liquid meaning the water element. So you're taking the water element now, right? This is the magic, the power of water, and bring it on to the earth plane. Paper, which is of the trees, right? Which is the earth, right? It's the roots, everything is structured and strong and stands holding into the earth so powerfully, right? It represents the earth element. So when you take water onto the earth and it comes together, it binds together. So you have ether, and then we have ether, air comes into the water, see that cycle? And from the water comes into the earth and cycles around. You are manifesting. So when you leave your dreams in the ether, they stay in the ether until you take something physical which represent it. That's the magic. The magic is in the water, that ink, and the combination with the earth, that representation of wood, structure, right? Bringing it to life, making it breathe. And then it takes effect. So, it goes in a circle. It keeps going like that. The dream comes comes down into the waters, down into the earth, rises back up into the ether, and keeps circulating over and over. You guys, this is such a powerful, powerful technique that I want to share with you guys. When you have your project, the idea, whatever it is, bring it onto the earth plane to take root and rise like a tree, rise like a flower, rise so that it can bear fruit, rise so that, you know, it will continue to grow and reach for the heavens for you. Don't let it sit there. When it sits there, you just letting it sit into the ether, and then it can travel out. It'll be with you, but then it can float by, you know, just like a bird or a plane. It will come in front of you and then it will pass you. So it's up to you. Take it. It's magic. That's the magic of manifesting. And you got to seriously visualize it. Breathe it in. Feel it. Feel it in your bones. Feel it in the pit of your stomach of producing this beautiful project to life. And this is something that happened with me by just really looking at it, this idea that came to me, and I'm very grateful how it came, and I will get into more of that in another time. And I said, I'm going to do it. And it took me a little bit, but I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, simultaneously working on myself. And so I want you to look at, what's that project that you have? What is it? What are you doing with it? Is it still sitting in the ether? When are you going to bring it onto Mother Earth's plane? When are you going to ignite life into it? What are you doing with it? Right? Take a look. What's going on in your life right now? This particular project that you can bring to life. You have the power because you are the creator, right? You are the powerhouse. You are the sun, the moon. You have the energy to do all that you desire. Take a moment and grab a pen, grab a paper, and first see what it is. See it, feel it for at least 17 to 20 seconds. Hold it, feel it in your body. Like it's already here. You can taste it, you can smell it. You can reach out and touch it. That's what I'm talking about. And when you get to that point and it's 20 seconds, then take your pen and bring it onto the earth plane on the paper and write it out. Write it out sequence for sequence what it is. See it as it is already here. So if you love that, I'll be back with part 3 of our show today. And let's get it after these commercials.
That you feel when you open up your soul, your dreams are now real. I ask some people do the most to show they feel some type of way. They never seen original, they grew up with the fake. Oh yeah. Baby, you a trendsetter, I think won't follow you. I just understand better, cause when I was you, all my friends said I know what to do. All I know is when they sit there, what's the move? We are the party of life that will inspire an entire lifeline. You are the key to the clouds that block the moon. As long as you believe it, oh, as long best of all time. We're like a ship, we stay afloat. Even when rainstorms arise, feels like we're fighting for the world. Trying to take it one day at a time. While people worry about their clothes, I'm trying to make sure I feed mine. And mine's, you got love.
Baby, you a trendsetter, they gon' follow you. I just understand better, cause when I was you, I told all my friends that I know what to do. All I know is when they say, then what's the move? We are the party of life that will inspire an entire lifeline. You are the key to the clouds that block the moon. As long as you believe it,
लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु.
Thank you so much for joining me, everyone, on anchor.fm/AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. And if you would like to leave a comment, feedback, please do so on our voice comment right there. You see the button. Go ahead, leave a comment. Let me hear you. If you got questions, anything that you like to ask and want me to talk about on the show, please do not hesitate. Send in your questions to me. You can send it at najimleestudios@gmail.com. Again, that's najimleestudios@gmail.com. You can also leave it right here on the voice comment with anchor.fm/AskNaj. Or if you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or even YouTube, leave it in a comment or get me directly with a DM. Super easy. All right, so we are back, and I want us to also this month, let's challenge ourselves, including myself, and anything that I'm saying to you guys, I also do it too. So please don't feel like, oh, she just likes to give out things to do, homeworks to do. Literally, I do it myself too. So anything that I'm saying, I do it. I've done it, or I'm going to do it with you guys. Seriously. This is going to be a bit tricky, but it will help you to really align and understand your own self-awareness journey, self-discovery. That is being an observer of self. Yes, I want you to be a witness of your own self throughout your whole day. I want you to watch yourself, observe yourself, how you are interacting with others, how you are interacting yourself, how you are with your thoughts. What do you think about? What do you say to yourself? What are the things that you say to yourself on a daily, right, in your thoughts? Be aware of it. You know, one thing, there's a study out that talks about when we put ourselves down, and especially as women, man, we put ourselves down a lot, and we put ourselves down through thoughts, what we say to ourselves, especially. And I've seen it to myself on YouTube, where you know, you can tell they're in their zone, but they will put themselves down while they're talking. So something like I've seen a few YouTubers do, and these are popular YouTubers, and they will say to themselves, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. What was I thinking about? That was so dumb. You're such an idiot. Oh my God, I can't believe like I did that. You saw that? You see how dumb that was? OMG. And go on and on and on of putting their selves down. Imagine that 10 times in the mind, right? When we are just to ourselves with no cameras to capture anything, and we are to ourselves and we're just with our thoughts. A lot of the things that we say to ourselves is a put down, is it's almost like we're cursing ourselves throughout the day. And I want you to be observant of that. Do you do that with yourself? And if you do, what do you say? Write it down. Write it down. The moment you say it, write it down. The moment you catch your thoughts going in a negative way towards self, write it down. This is such a great practice, guys. And I have done it, you know, catch myself real quickly, like, oh my God, what? And I would change it immediately. You're doing great, Naj. What are you talking about? Do ever talk to yourself that way. You are doing positive things. You're doing great things. Okay, so if you got to slow down, that's all right. There's nothing bad in that. If you need to step it up, that's okay. You can do it in this way, and we can be flexible in that way. Like, there's so many ways to encourage our own self throughout the day, because we have a chattering mind. Yes, we do. We all do. It goes and goes and goes and goes, because there's so many things that we take care of during the day, and multiply that of trying to just take care of our own self, that we mentally put ourselves down. And that can develop into other illnesses, a lot of different kinds of mental disorders, mental illness, as well as depression, extreme sadness. And it also can go into physical ailments such as arthritis, migraines, and so much further. Some people have developed asthma from it, or allergies from that, all because of what we are saying 24 hours, 7 days a week to ourselves alone. And that's not even including what other people may say to us on a daily. This, I'm only speaking on what we say individually to ourselves in our thoughts. Isn't that incredible? So I want you to take a step back. What did you say to yourself today before you listened to my show? What was that you said to yourself? What was those thoughts racing through your mind? What's it saying about you? What are you saying about yourself, and why? Why are you saying things that hurt yourself? Why? Let's get to that. Why are you saying those things? And when you say those things, like, especially if it's on a negative extreme, does it help you in any way? Does it fix any of the problems? Right? So say if you were late, God damn it, why were you so late? Look at you, you can't even be on time. How does that make you feel for the rest of the day? Do you compound that with more negative? Majority of us would do that. The mind will reject that instantly. That is why we have to retrain how our thoughts are. And we can only do that through observation. We got to observe ourselves. So I challenge you this month, this week, especially, observe your thoughts. What do you say to yourself? And write it down. Write it all down. What is it that you're saying in your thoughts? And a lot of it is going to be a bunch of fluffs, right? a lot of clouds, a lot of sugar candy that we really don't need. That is way too much cotton candy going on in the brain, if you see what I'm saying. Okay, so we need to cut that out, because all it's doing is destroying us. It's making us feel insecure on the outside and on the inside. And it's like a domino effect into other things, like I was saying before. So if you're ready to take me up on that challenge, just let me know by liking this show today. Harden it up. Leave me a comment. Leave me a voice comment. I'd love to hear your feedback in your voice. Or send me a DM. Let me know. Hey, Naj, I love this show. Hey, Naj, this is awesome. Can I ask you a question? This is my question. Can we talk about this? Hey, I would love to hear from you. Don't hesitate. Chat me up. Send me your emails. Send me your tweets. Send me your texts. And use the hashtag AskNaj. Again, the hashtag is AskNaj. AskNaj. Oh my God. If somebody is like lyrical and can sing or rap, if you can come up with something creative, I will play it on the show. It will be a theme. AskNaj right here on anchor.fm. Oh my gosh, we did it, guys. We did another show, season 2, episode 5. OMG, we did it. All right, guys, I'm so excited. I love you guys a lot. Thank you so much for supporting. Again, hey, every nickel counts, man. Anything that you give, it goes so far for us. It helps. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish you a beautiful day wherever you are. And remember to stay grateful and always, what's going on in your life today? Check it. Don't leave yourself hanging. All right, I will see you in the next one, and we are out.
Driving a Mercedes, duffel full of money. Running my city, can't f*** with me. Oh, I go hard and I get it. I bleed and I sweat it. You ain't ready, nah. Can't f*** with me tonight. If it ain't about the paper, you're wasting time. 'Cause the hustle ain't free, And there's only one thing that's on my mind. Getting money with the team. Hey, every single day we stay on the grind. Hey, on the come up, just a dollar and a dream. Now we certified. Hey, we on the come up. Hey, hey, we on the come up. Hey, hey, we on the come up, just a dollar and a dream. We certified, yeah. On the, yeah. We take one and we flip it. Making money by the minute, yeah. Why would we stop when we go hard and we get it? Double up, then we split it. Then we spend it, yeah. Can't f*** with us tonight. If it ain't about the paper, you're wasting time. 'Cause the hustle ain't free. And there's only one thing that's on my mind. Getting money with the team. Hey, every single day we stay on the grind. Hey, on the come up, just a dollar and a dream. Now we certified. Hey, we on the come up. Hey, hey, we on the come up. On the come up, just a dollar and a dream. Now we certified. Yeah, on the yeah. Money ain't growing on trees, so we don't sleep chasing our dreams. Nah nah, nah nah. Straight to the peak, la 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 la.
run on repeat, nah, 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 nah.
Hey.
Cause money ain't growing on trees, so we don't sleep, chasing our dreams, nah, nah,
nah, nah, nah, nah.
Straight to the peak, la, la. Every single day we stay on the grind. Hey, on the come up, just a dollar and a dream. Now we certified.
Did you know that you can support Axe Najm Lee Show right now? It's totally simple. All you have to do is donate. Yep, donate right now on this podcast right here on anchor.fm/AxeNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. It's simple, it's totally easy, and it helps us in a big way. Every penny counts, whether it's 99 cents, $4.99, $9.99, or more, whatever you like to give. If you really love what we're doing and you want to support, this is one of the best ways you can support, because the money goes back into getting equipment, better miking, better, you know, equipment that we can use to really build out the show's infrastructure, and helps us with marketing, helps us with just really getting as many people as possible to hear our podcast. So if you really are down with us and you really want to support, click that button right now and donate. Yep, donate to AxeNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single donation that we get. It shows that you really love what I'm doing, you love the show, and you love more of this in your life. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.